five Sydney men who planned a violent jihad on Australia will be sentenced today. In October last year, a jury found them guilty of conspiring to commit acts of terrorism. The men have been in custody since their homes were raided in 2005. They face a maximum sentence of life in prison. The Seven Network has settled a defamation case with South Australian Premier Mike Rann. The network published a retraction and agreed to pay legal costs over a story it broadcast on an alleged affair the Premier had with a former parliamentary worker. Mr. Rann did not seek any damages. NATO-led forces in Afghanistan have accidentally killed 12 civilians during a major offensive against the Taliban. Military officials say two rockets veered off target in Maja. About 15,000 US and British troops are in Helmand province to clear the area of insurgents. And a Four Corners investigation has revealed that a major Commonwealth grant has failed to deliver residential beds for the disabled. In 2008, the federal government announced it would give states and territories $100 million to create 300 new beds. But despite government claims almost 70 beds have been created, the ABC found evidence of only 40 new beds. We'll have more news later.